Hello there. I'm Chris Parks.
And this is Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley here. Welcome in here for the weekend here of February the 16th and 17th. As things going on here in the Nishna Valley, we'll let you know some events that are coming up here in the area, some birthdays and anniversary announcements here later on the program as well. And then we'll also have some other fun stuff here for you. We're already, of course, now past all the football stuff, Super Bowl's in the hindsight, and Groundhog Day's behind us. Who knows if that Punxsutawney Phil is going to be right
come
or
true,
not.
Yeah.
We'll hope that he's going to be right, because it's supposed to be an early spring, although they're talking maybe a big storm next week.
Yeah, so, I'm not ready for that. Hopefully they'll be wrong.
I don't know. I guess we've only really had one bad one so far.
True.
So I guess in the grand scheme of things, we could probably live with it, but it won't be fun to
no,
deal with
my
when
back
it comes.
My back has enjoyed it.
Yeah, exactly. I think everybody's had. And, you know, I mentioned we're past the Super Bowl because I was going to talk about this little story a little bit. And it kind of relates to that whole snacking mode, you
yeah.
know, where that's pretty much what you do all day on the Super Bowl
well,
Sunday
course.
Is just snack. So you just snack and have some, you know, good foods that are probably not good for you. And these are usually not good for you, but in moderation,
but they'll probably taste the best.
It could be okay. Potato chips, Lay's is doing something that's a little bit different. They're going to be putting out some new flavors of chips. And they're going to do, I think it's three of them here at a time. And they're going to release the chips, I assume, nationwide. I don't know that it's going to be test marketed in certain areas, but they're going to release them. And then it's going to be up to the fans, or the consumers, to decide which one is going to stick around.
Oh,
and
okay.
They've got some interesting flavors here, and they're, well, I guess they're a little off the wall. They're not normal, that's for sure. And some of these, I can imagine, are going to do well in certain parts of the country rather than around here. But we'll find out, I guess. And I don't know how they're going to mark this or track this, though. I assume it's going to be by the votes later on rather than
like
the
sales
buying,
or something.
You know? Yeah, because you're going to buy them because you want to try them.
Right, I mean, so how do you know if you actually like them or not?
Yeah, I mean, if they're really going to be honest about it, they're going to buy all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to try them and vote on them.
Yeah.
So then that's an, you know, equal playing field, hopefully. And they did mention, I know that if they sell well enough, that they maybe will plan on just keeping some of the other ones out there for a while longer, too. Which, once again, to me, doesn't make sense, because the idea was
to have just
let's
the new
sell
one,
them
yeah.
and then have a competition here. But anyway, the taste here that they're going to try out, the first one, chicken and waffles. Chicken and waffles. I don't know how you go about that kind of a flavor on a chip.
In one, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see maybe if there's like chicken flavor and like waffle flavor, like you just mix them yourself.
Maybe, yeah,
but
maybe it is a duality thing. Maybe there's a...
I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes you're amazed by what they can do on the flavors that you already know.
Yeah.
But that one, I don't know. That seems pretty hard to hit that one. But we'll see. And the other one here is a cheesy garlic bread. That one sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I would try that one.
That sounds good. I think you could probably duplicate that pretty well.
Yeah.
And the other one, the third flavor, is sriracha. It's a hot sauce that's often used in Thai dishes. I've never had Thai food in my life, I don't believe.
I don't know if I would like that. Is it more probably the flavor or more of the heat, I wonder?
Yeah, that's going to be a good question, I guess. We'll see if people are able to withstand it, let alone like
true.
It. But we'll find out. And I don't know what it tastes like. I've never had it, but that's up for the running. So they're letting as we mentioned, the lovers decide which one of the three will be the newest flavor. All of them will be sold at retailers nationwide. So there, that answers your question. Starting this week, and after trying them, fans have until May to vote for their favorites. The flavor with the most votes, then of course, will stay on the store shelves. And they have a comment here from some of their marketing folks that say, if the other two flavors sell well, they may remain in stores too. It says, who knows? We don't know what's going to happen. Our intent is to keep the one that people vote for. So it's one of those different latest promotional stunts to try to get a little bit of interest, I guess, back into a product. They mention here, too, the recent contest that Monopoly just had to announce the new game token. They voted one out and got a new one. The cat won. That was the one that won
what
the
was
vote.
It that left?
The iron.
iron.
Got kicked out. So no more iron. You can't.
Shouldn't have two. I mean, you already have a dog in there. You know, it could have been something else. You don't need a dog and a cat.
Yeah, but I guess maybe that's probably their argument. It has to be an equal, fair thing. You know, yeah. Dog and cat lovers. But yeah, so the cat. And I saw the piece the other day, and you know, I guess it looks exactly what you think the Monopoly cat would look like, but nothing too fancy. But I guess a new piece there. To me, though. It's all about the game. I mean, if you don't like the game, you're not going to care what piece you're using.
Although I think usually when you start a game like that, everybody gets their dibs on, you know, what piece they want.
That's true. That's one of those games, too. I don't know. I think either you love it and you will love it forever, or it just grows old.
Yeah. I don't know if we've actually ever finished a game of Monopoly until somebody actually rules the whole, boardwalk
you never
and everything.
Do. You just, it always gets to the point where you're everybody's just like, you know, and some people start doing wacky things, you know, like, oh, I'm going to sell you this, or you know, I'm going to put up 10 hotels here, you know, it's just, so it gets out of hand and then people get bored with it and they usually quit. But, I don't know. We'll see if the cat sparks any new interest in Monopoly.
Brings it back.
I'm going to doubt it, but... Anyways, the Lay's chicken and waffles, cheesy garlic bread, and sriracha were suggested by three people through the company's Do Us a Flavor campaign. A panel of chefs and flavor experts looked at about 3.8 million submissions.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. How long that took.
And selected about 20 flavors to prototype. And then the judges picked out the three finalists from there. And they said that each dish was cooked in the test kitchen and compared with the flavored chip. And they say that Lay's adds about one new potato chip flavor every year. Last year it launched the Lay's Classic BLT, made to taste like the sandwich. And those are out there on store shelves still. It's the first time in Lay's 75-year history that it has let U.S. consumers choose, though. Lay's, which is a unit of PepsiCo, the snack business company, Frito-Lay, has held similar contests in other countries. But it's the first time they... tried a contest back in the United Kingdom for its Walker's brand back in 2008. Fans came up with Walker's Chili and Chocolate and Walker's Cajun Squirrel.
Oh. So, how do you get enough votes for that?
I don't know.
Gross.
I didn't know they liked their squirrel in the United Kingdom. Maybe they do, or maybe they just thought it was funny, so they went ahead and did it. But for all of you Uncle Cy fans out there, I guess you can... Be happy that Squirrel got on the list there. Builder's Breakfast, which tasted also like a full bacon, sausage, and eggs breakfast, won, though.
Hmm.
And that flavor, though, has since been discontinued.
Oh, that's too bad.
So, I guess don't get your hopes up. Once this one wins here in the U.S., maybe it won't be around for very long. But either way, kind of an interesting little story there.
Yeah. And, what they can actually do.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the more amazing part. Not the contest itself, but the fact that they can make it in
Tastes
the first
like it,
place.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of those, the BLT chips. I did try those. I didn't really care for those, but I mean, it does taste like a cheeseburger.
There's some wacky ones. And of course, the ones that always get me, they've done a lot of those different flavors of Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those get a little, I don't want to go there.
Did they have a guacamole one at one time? Or I didn't care for that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, we'll see. So be looking out, I guess, on the store shelves. If you're a chip lover, then you got a chance to, I guess, be a part of the action there and vote on that one. And I'm sure they'll start showing up around the area here sometime. Also, a little note here for us as well that we pulled out of the Anita Tribune. It's kind of interesting. It's one of those this date in history types of things that showed up there. It was 55 years ago on February 13th of 1958. And it said that Anitans who have been undergoing the uncomfortable temperatures at the North Pole for the past week received one of the advantages of a cold climate on Monday night when they witnessed what may be the finest display of northern lights seen in 300 years. The glow appeared in Iowa shortly after sunset, growing in intensity until about 9:30 and reappearing in the area on Tuesday morning around 5 o'clock. Ranging from bright into dark shades of red and into green, the display exhibited streamers and curtains and spread from the northern horizon toward the center of the sky. The brightness of the red color was described as especially outstanding. The snow cover coldness and clearness of the air have been surmised to have contributed to the brilliance of the show. And most residents of this area alerted through the grapevine braved the sub-zero weather to watch the display, at least for a brief amount of time. So a little bit cold there, but that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I need to see.
I didn't know that things like that could happen just
reach
because
here,
of the climate situations here. Yeah, you think you hear about that, you know, way up north and people traveling to see that kind of thing. But that's pretty interesting here. And on the heels, too, of we're just hearing these stories about the, you know, meteor that hit over
in Russia.
Russia, and then one that's going to be zipping by the Earth, the closest near encounter we've had, I guess, with a larger meteor.
Oh, yay. Haven't heard that.
Yeah. Apparently there's one that's flying by. But they said even though it's been the closest that's ever come in, you know, within the distance to Earth, you still won't be able to see it with the naked eye.
Oh, yeah.
So... I don't know. Maybe it's not
that's fine
all
by
that
me.
Close. Maybe, yeah. It's not going to affect anything. Not end of days or anything.
Yeah.
Not 2020, whatever.
Armageddon, you know, or anything.
Yeah. What was, I don't remember what that movie was, but they had a movie that was kind of based off of that where the meteor hit and then the whole climate got all messed up and turned into an ice age.
Was it 2012 or something?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah. I think
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah. So that's an interesting little note there as well. You get some of those weird weather phenomenons that are kind of neat sometimes, and I guess that happened back 55 years ago. We'll take a look now here at some of the things going on around here in the Nishna Valley. You want to start us off there, Stacey?
Sure, you bet. Over in Walnut, the Peace United Church of Christ, it's their Super Sunday. That's on Sunday, February 17th from 11:15 to 1. And they will be serving chili and chicken noodle and potato soup. They'll also have pie and dessert bar, relish and homemade breads, just $7 for adults and $3 for children 10 and under. And then preschoolers are free. That's the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. It's their Super Sunday on February 17th from 11:15 to 1. Each Tuesday coming up during Lent at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, they're going to host a series of talks titled Heart of Passion. The series begins on February 19th, and then it will run through March 26th, and that's at 7 each Tuesday night at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Over in Griswold, it's their 7th annual dodgeball tournament. That's on February 22nd at the Griswold High School Gym, and that will be held at 6:30. You can sign up your team. You must have 8 players, and at least 2 members need to be the opposite gender. It's $32 per team, and then the top team receives an award for each member. They're also looking for adult referee, and then they'll pay you $25 if you'd like to referee that game. Entries are due by noon on Friday, February 22nd. They need to be paid in full, and you can send those to the school at 20 Madison Street in Griswold. Yeah, that's the Griswold High School Student Council's 7th annual dodgeball tournament on February 22nd at the Griswold High School Gym at 6:30. In Elkhorn, the EHK Optimist Annual Soup Supper is on February 23rd. That's from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Town Hall, and supporting funds will be provided by Thrivent Financial. It's EHK Optimist Annual Soup Supper, February 23rd from 5 to 7 at the Elkhorn Town Hall. For all the scrapbookers out there, Atlantic's annual scrapbooking event that will be held on February 23rd at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. It's an all-day event. It's from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's $30, and lunch and dinner will be provided. There's a scrapbook vendors and door prizes, and then the proceeds will go to local charities. A deadline to sign up is February 20th. So sign up for Atlantic's annual scrapbooking event, which is on February 23rd at St. Paul's Lutheran Church. It's all day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Also coming up is Boots to Heels. It's a conference for rural women. That's on February 23rd, and that will be held at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic, and that's from 8 a.m. to 3. You can join them as they celebrate women involved in or affected by agriculture. Registration fee is $30. And late fee is $35 or at the door, and you can come enjoy a light breakfast and workshops. They'll have lunch, entertainment, and door prizes. That's the Boots to Heels Conference on February 23rd at the Cass County Community Center, and that is from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. In Audubon, it's the 23rd annual Audubon Lions Club Farm Toy Show. It's on February 23rd at the Audubon County Fairgrounds at Agri Hall. Doors open at 9 a.m. and that goes until 3. Admission is $3 for adults, and children 8 and under are free. If you have any questions, you can call Laverne at 563-2026. It's the 23rd annual Audubon Lions Club Farm Toy Show, February 23rd at the Audubon County Fairgrounds Agri Hall, and doors open at 9 and goes until 3. The Brayton Fire Department, they're going to be serving some hot beef sundaes. That's on February 23rd at the Brayton Town Hall. They're serving from 4:30 to 7:30. So your meal would include the hot beef in a dish, and then also lettuce salad, drink, and dessert, and that's for a freewill offering. The proceeds from that will go towards new gear for the Brayton Fire Department, and then the meal will be catered by Mel's Diner. It's Brayton Fire Department's hot beef sundaes, February 23rd at the Brayton Town Hall. Again, that's from 4:30 to 7:30. Also coming up is the Cass County Pony Express Riders. They're going to host a benefit dance and auction. They'll also have some raffles, and that's on February 23rd from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., and that's at the Cumberland Community Building. The Rhythm Kings, featuring Paul Fay on bass and Phil Vandal on lead vocals, will be playing your favorite country, western, and classic rock and roll for your entertainment. And then all proceeds from that go to support the handicapped individuals at Camp Sunnyside in Ankeny. At the Pony Express Riders Benefit Dance and Auction on February 23rd from 8 to midnight. And then over in Lewis, the Lewis Public Library Heritage Center, they're having a soup dinner. It's at the Lewis Community Center. That will be held on Sunday, February 24th from 11:30 to 1:30. And they'll be serving chili, ham and bean, vegetable soups with cornbread, seasoned crackers, assorted desserts, and that's also for a freewill donation. It's the Lewis Public Library Heritage Center soup dinner at the Lewis Community Center. That's on February 24th from 11:30 to 1:30.
All right. So some things going on there for you. And also some other things I have here to pass along to you as well. And this one sounds like it could be fun. I don't get into this stuff myself because I don't own a tractor, but a lot of folks like to do those tractor rides. It's become a very popular thing here around the area. And this one sounds kind of fun. The second annual Anita Redneck Tractor Burr Ride. That's going on Saturday the 16th, so here this weekend. And they have a snow date of February 23rd, but it sounds like things are going to be okay for them to do it here this weekend. It's 100% in and around Anita, and tractors will be unloaded at the Anita Airport with coffee being served by the Friends of the Lake Anita. Departure from the airport at 9 a.m. There is no entry fee and no pre-registration required. Just show up, have some fun. If there's any weather, you can, of course, listen here to KJN. We'd let you know if things change. But you can also get a hold of guys for more information if you'd like to, either Bill Russell, Maynard Hansen, or Dean Stormer. They're involved. And I know Maynard's been on the air with us. He does a little bit each week with us on in the morning. And he's been talking about how they kind of got a red-green theme for this thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of duct tape, a lot of dressing up. They're going to have an award for the person that looks most like red-green.
Yeah.
And then one that looks most like Harold, his cousin. Mm-hmm. So that might be kind of fun there, too, with that. That's a great show. I don't know how that show never got past the public television level, but
yeah.
I'm glad it's there because it's pretty funny to watch sometimes. But that's going on here this weekend. Some other things coming up here for you. The Adair Lions Club holding a spaghetti dinner at the Adair City Hall this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On the menu is spaghetti, salad, and drink for a free will offering there on the 17th. Also on the 17th, the concealed carry class going on 4 o'clock at the Grizzled American Legion building. That's going to be going on there. And then also on Wednesday, February 20th, 6 p.m., and they'll have the Gold Fair building in Red Oak there for that class as well. So a couple of different locations. Cost of the class is $40. You can contact Brian Rink at 712-249-8554 if you want to get registered for any either of those class locations there. Also, the Exira EHK Junior class will be doing a potato and dessert bar coming up on Monday, February 25th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Danish Inn in Elkhorn. Free will donation there, and all proceeds will go to the Exira EHK 2013 prom. Also, back into the swing of things this time of year, it's the Lenten season once again, and those fish fries are starting to fire back up in the area. And this one that's already started, they'll have coming up on the following Fridays on the 22nd of February, also on March 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd, serving from 5 to 7:30 at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. And that's an $8 ticket there for adults, all you can eat. And 10 and under are just $4 there with those fish fries returning. There'll be a lot of those going on around the area. Also, the another event coming up for you, just for gardeners and small farm entrepreneurs, a creating and selling a food product workshop, a one step at a time workshop, going on February 20th, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. That's at the Henry A. Wallace Country Life Center in Orient. And they'll have an expert panel discussion, gift shop needs, food safety, labeling and storage info, taste testing, all kinds of things going on there with that coming up. You can no charge to attend. Reservations for lunch are required, though. You can contact Diane Weiland at 641-337-5019 if you have an interest there in that event. And also coming up as well, going on March 16th, is a little bit ways out, but the Cass County Pheasants Forever Banquet is looking to get things going. Doors are open at 5 o'clock that day at the Cass County Community Center, and they'll have dinner at 6:30. If you would like to get tickets already here in advance, call Matt Dollison at 712-249-4795. Always a popular organization and event there. The Adair County, or Adair Casey Conservation Club will have their 68th annual supper. That's coming up on February 23rd at the Adair Community Center, starting at 5:30. They'll have dinner tickets for $5. Kids 12 and under are $2.50. It's chili and oyster soups, ham sandwiches, relish, drink, and dessert. And they'll have drawings for a lot of prizes there during that event also. And the 49th annual Guthrie County Pork Producers Banquet is going on February 23rd as well at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds Community Building. They'll have a social hour starting at 5:30, the meals at 6:30, and at 7:30 they'll have Keith West, a magic and illusion show, so have a little fun there along with that. $10 each ticket. For advanced tickets, you can call 641-757-0595, and they'll also have tickets available at the door, and they're going to be doing some fun things along with that as well. They're going to have a baked with lard pie contest.
Hmm?
Sounds good. So it has to be baked using lard, I guess, as the, you know, the base
in the crust.
Yeah. Pies must be double crust.
Ooh.
And they must arrive by 5:30. So make sure you have them ready and warm, ready to go. Trophy and pie auction as well going on. And then, of course, they'll have that entertainment, as we mentioned, there that evening also. And a quick note here, too, as well. The Country Players present Leaving Iowa, a comedy about family vacations by Tim Clue and Spike Manton. Dinner Theater going on March 9th and March 10th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. Their doors will open on Saturday at 6 o'clock, on Sunday at 11:30. That's going on at the Agra Hall in Audubon at the Condobin County Fairgrounds. You can call 712-563-2721. $20 for each by reservation only there for that upcoming event. So that's a few of the events there coming up here in the Nishna Valley that we can let you know about. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll get to look at your birthdays and anniversaries here in the area.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we are here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
And welcome back here to This Is Your Nishna Valley, and we're going to get into birthdays and anniversaries here for you, and I'll go ahead and start things off. We just have a few anniversaries here to pass along to you. I want to wish a happy anniversary. This was sent in for Hymn Time here this week. 56th wedding anniversary for Elvin and Shirley Breach of Atlantic, coming out from their family, and they wanted to wish them a happy anniversary. They were married back on February 16th, 1957 at the Little Brown Church in Nashua. So a happy anniversary there to them. They're loyal listeners, I know, and they always join us as well on our Branson trips here so far. So I hope they are thinking about doing that once again. Also, we have a open house in honor of the going on in a mass and open house for Delbert and Anna Ruschenberg of Westphalia, celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary on Sunday. Their family is planning a celebration beginning with a mass at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia, followed by an open house at St. Boniface Parish Center. Their friends and relatives are invited to attend, and that'll be going on. They were married back in 1953 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Panama, and the couple requests that you do not bring any gifts there if you are going to attend that event for them. And also, Mel and Jackie Anderson have a 50th wedding anniversary open house going on Sunday, the 17th. 1:30 to 4 p.m. That's going to go on at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church basement. So happy anniversary to all those folks.
All right, for some birthdays, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Ardell Thompson of Atlantic, celebrating her 90th birthday on February 20th. Her daughters, Ruth Turk and Joyce Anderson, along with their grandchildren, would like to honor her with a card shower. And you can send her a card to wish her happy birthday to Ardell Thompson at the Heritage House, 1200 Brookridge Circle in Atlantic, 50022. Again, that's the Heritage House, 1200 Brookridge Circle in Atlantic, 50022. So happy 90th birthday to Ardell Thompson of Atlantic. Celebrating his 60th birthday of Steve Yarger, they're asking you come celebrate on February 23rd at the Main Street Bar and Grill Messina at 7 p.m. But shh, it's a secret to keep from him, so nobody tell him. Just show up on February 23rd at the Main Street Bar and Grill Messina at 7. So happy birthday to Steve Yarger turning 60. A card shower is being planned to celebrate the 88th birthday of Sally Hubbard, celebrating her birthday on February 23rd. You can send her a card to the United Presbyterian Home, 1203 East Washington in Washington, Iowa, 52353. So happy birthday to Sally Hubbard, celebrating her 88th birthday on February 23rd. Send her a card, wish her happy birthday, and that can be sent to the United Presbyterian Home, 1203 East Washington in Washington, Iowa, 52353. Happy 100th birthday to Laura Garrett, longtime resident of Adair. So they're going to have a card shower in her honor, and you can send that to the Community Care Center, 325 Southwest 7th Street in Stewart, 50250. Our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren say happy birthday, we love you. So happy birthday to Laura Garrett, a longtime resident of Adair, turning 100. Send her a card to the Community Care Center, 325 Southwest 7th Street in Stewart, 50250. Over at the Friendship Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Carolyn Mulford, celebrating her birthday on the 19th, and also to Fred Short, celebrating his birthday on February 23rd. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Joyce Redmond, celebrating her birthday on February 18th, and happy birthday to Dorothy Young, celebrating her birthday on February 19th.
All right, so happy birthday to all those folks here from the area. And as we finish up here today, Jim's been doing a lot of work at the state wrestling championships going on this weekend at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And I was just looking up real quick. The high school state wrestling tournament started back in 1921. Cedar Rapids, Washington defeated 19 other teams to become the first state champions, and tournaments have been held every year since then. And, of course, it's become a big event. It was at Veterans Memorial Auditorium for a long time, and that was, you know, affectionately known as the Barn, and it was just jam-packed with people all the time. And now it's moved, of course, to Wells Fargo Arena. Was moved there in 2006. Not maybe quite your same atmosphere because it is a larger place, but it is amazing how many people love their
wrestling. Remember going in high school, and it's just you can't move. good luck parking.
And even people that, you know, had nothing to do with wrestling, didn't want to, you know, didn't care about the sport so much. They wanted to be there because everybody else was there having a good time. You know, there's all kinds of other things that go on that weekend around town that are just kind of fun to be involved with. And I guess as a growing up, I never fully grasped how big of a deal it was. I never went myself. I had friends that did and friends that were wrestlers too, but I just never made it there myself. And, you know, coming here and working and going there right away the first year I was here kind of blew me away a little bit. And we actually had another station that called and asked and wanted to do an interview with me there because they'd heard about how big of a deal wrestling was in Iowa.
Oh, really?
And they wanted to know about, you know, how big of a deal is this tournament. So that was kind of neat, too. But you get a lot of attention, and I think it's cool to see, you know, events like that in anything. It doesn't have to be, you know, a sporting event, but something that people care about so much, and it's kind of cool here in the state of Iowa. Yeah. It's pretty unique that way. But not a sport that I would ever get involved with myself. But
well, apparently not for the Olympics anymore either.
Right now they're trying to do what they can to change that too.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one because you think about the origins of the Olympics.
Yeah,
that's pretty much right there at the top. Wrestling is one of those things that's been around forever. You know, it wasn't hard to have some form of wrestling, you know, back ago, and games weren't invented, but that was one thing you could do. So I don't know. We'll see if that changes, and hopefully it does. I know a lot of people here in this state will try to do
definitely,
that.
Definitely, yeah.
But that's going to do it here for this week. We'll, of course, be back with you next weekend to tell you what's going on here in the area. I'm Chris Parks.
And this is Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.